Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Quinn Douglas with you here. 9:04 is your time here in Webster City. We're starting a new program. At least for me, it's new. For the person I'm about to introduce, she's done it before, but we're starting to bring it back here. Talking with Jody from Windsor Manor with a talk to the expert. Jody, how are you doing this morning?
Beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day outside. It's going to be a lot warmer than it's been the last couple days. Unfortunately, it's only going to last us about 24 hours before we get right back down to temperatures that are about normal for this time of year. But Jody, we were talking before, Aaron, today, the topic today is memory loss. And what do you want to discuss with memory loss with folks that are living in long-term care facilities?
Well, actually, I want to start before they even enter a long-term care facility, just kind of start at the elephant in the room. So we're all heading into Thanksgiving and being with our loved ones. And I always get calls afterwards, hey, I was with mom or dad or my aunt and uncle. And, you know, we've started really noticing that they were repeating. Mm-hmm. Or that, you know, we found some food in the refrigerator that was outdated. Or there was this in the freezer that should have been in the refrigerator. So things like that, and it really starts to be a concern of, number one, how do I bring that up?
Mm-hmm.
How do I start talking to mom or dad or grandma and grandpa or other people in the family that there is some memory loss?
And with that, is it mainly just a Thanksgiving time of year type of deal where families really start noticing this happening, or does it happen really a lot, can it happen really a lot throughout the year? Is it more so during the holiday season?
Well, absolutely, that's a great question. It definitely can be all year round. We see it a lot during the holidays because, number one, you know, people, that's when they gather.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of questions after July 4th. You know, like any big gathering, people start mm-hmm. noticing it. And then also, the holidays bring up a lot of traditions and reminiscing. And if you're there and you all of a sudden see that maybe mom didn't make the stuffing the way she used to, or that she called and said, I'm not going to be able to make it this year. You know, just... and a lot of that is, you know, all of a sudden you see that the things that they've always used to do, they can't execute that anymore. So they mm-hmm. can't make that special dessert that they used to make, or it's just way overwhelming for them.
And some of the other things you want to talk about memory loss, what are some other key points that maybe you want people to, you want family members to be on the lookout for, perhaps for older family members coming up, you know, for this holiday season?
Well, first and foremost, it's safety and security. I mean, that's what we look at all the time. You know, when you just start even looking at the refrigerator, I mean, do they have food? Are they getting the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest areas. And then also, my biggest take-home message today for everybody is to really, if you do start seeing that they have some changed, you know, behaviors and maybe are doing things different, or not being able to do things, get them into the doctor. That's mm-hmm. absolutely imperative. It can be so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all very aware of the word Alzheimer's. And it's scary.
Yep.
This is National Alzheimer's Month. And we, you know, there's such a stigma to that. But there are so many other things that can cause memory problems. So really starting to communicate with other family members and getting them to a doctor's is just absolutely priority.
Yeah, with it being National Alzheimer's Month, like you mentioned, is there anything you guys are doing special at Windsor Manor to, you know, address Alzheimer's Month or use it to raise awareness? Are you guys doing anything special to work with this being National Alzheimer's Month?
We're just really just starting to really, we always are supportive.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is just to start talking and always have a conversation about the need to get into the doctor, and that there is such a stigma that we're really in this together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, all the family members, the staff, and that Alzheimer's is something that is, it is a horrific journey, but we can do this when we're all on the same team.
Mm-hmm. And with it being National Alzheimer's Month as well, well, actually what I was going to say is with that, Any, are there any other events maybe you want the public to know about that are involving Windsor Manor coming up here in the recent, in the upcoming weeks with the holiday season? Is there anything going on that you'd like the public to know about?
I wish I could say we have a lot more. we still very much have visitation. We do want visitors to come into the main area. They are screened, temperatured, COVID screenings are still very a part of what we do. We are not open yet in our dining room, which is, you know, is sad for us because we love to have visitors. But the residents are free to go to their family's Thanksgivings, and they can have their family members come and eat in their room. We can prepare the food. So there's some options. It's a little different than it had been in years past. But we are, you know, we're excited to... Our residents have had the boosters, so we're excited about that.
Yep.
And, you know, just really looking forward to move forward and get through this time.
Yeah, we're definitely trending in the right direction. Definitely in a lot better place than when we were a year ago.
We just need to keep vigilant. And that's the thing. It's you know, it's just a group effort of everybody doing the right thing, making sure that they don't come and visit when they're sick. If somebody does come to Thanksgiving and they live in a long-term care place, just make sure, you know, that if there's little kids attending or anybody that doesn't feel good, that people are aware of that.
Yeah, that's some good advice from Jody from Windsor Manor. That will do it for our Talk to the Expert here on this Tuesday morning. And the time right now here on KQWC 911 as we send it back to regular programming here on 95.7 KQWC.